At AvWeb.com, we love those news tips. Keep them coming. News tips at AvWeb.com. Welcome into our Friday audiocast for March 14th, 2008, from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news service. Earlier this week, AvWeb's Meredith Saney spoke with Eclipse Aviation President Vern Rayburn, who was in Washington, D.C. for the FAA's 33rd Annual Aviation Forecast Conference. While the event focused largely on the key problems facing the airline industry today, traffic congestion and rising fuel prices, acting FAA Administrator Robert Sturgill opened the conference by saying that NextGen is a transformation and it's happening now. The Eclipse 500 Very Light Jet features advanced avionics that are poised to take advantage of the ADS-B technology, which has been the subject of much debate lately, and is a key component of the next-generation air traffic control system. Let's hear what Rayburn had to say about NextGen.
I think that we hopefully can get away from this broad brush that tends to be used to paint the issues. Congestion is congestion is congestion. It isn't. There are very, very, very different forms of congestion, and they're very important aspects of congestion. And I think you have to recognize kind of three things when you get into this congestion discussion. The first is a significant percentage of the congestion today in Asia is driven by two fundamental factors. One is that our air traffic control system, or ATM, is truly antiquated and creaking under technology that is just about the most inefficient way you could possibly ever come up with utilizing the sky. And second is that the majority of the congestion that gets talked about at conferences like this in USA Today and places like that is driven by the airlines' scheduling and business practices. Now, that's not to say they have a choice. I'm just saying that's what really creates it. Because when you schedule 100 operations at JFK and on a good day it can handle 65 or 70, you just know you're screwed before you even start. So until there's some fessing up, if you will, some honesty on this, which I think we're close to finally, you can't start to solve the problem, because then the next two pieces come in. And there's two forms of congestion that we really have to, as a nation, work to solve. The first one is the in-route congestion, and that's because we have an antiquated ATC or ATM. That is highly, highly, highly solvable by NextGen. And all these people are saying, well, I'm not sure about ADS-B, and I'm not sure about this. You know, pull your head out of your butt long enough to see the light, because this stuff is proven technology. This stuff works. And more fundamentally, what it does is it puts the control of the flight back in the cockpit and out of the controller's hands. And so until we do that, we have to do two things in NextGen, three things. The first is we've got to build a truly network-centric, self-deterministic air traffic control system, which is just computer speak for we have to create an internet in the sky, except not have a collision-based packet switching network. We have to be able to have a predictive packet switching network. Second, we have to take the air traffic controllers, not from a labor standpoint, but just from a throughput standpoint, out of the role of telling every single airplane exactly what they have to do. We have to put that God's eye view that controllers share, which is what ADS-B does such a great job of, into the cockpit so that you can have a lot more self-determination, which is the way traffic avoidance works in almost every other form of transportation. And third, we've got to put into the aircraft the technology that makes their position far more deterministic than it is today. I mean, this is the underlying problem with the ATM. Is the reality is we have to maintain this sort of really big bubble around each airplane, because we really don't know where each airplane is in that way. And so when we can start resolving the location of the aircraft in a couple meter basis, then suddenly we can start reducing separations very, very safely, very, very predictably. And so when you look at NextGen and its ability to very significantly increase our capacity in the in-route structure, it easily takes care of every single forecast for the next 3, 4, maybe even 5 decades.
Eclipse Aviation's Vern Rayburn speaking with AvWeb's Meredith Saney recently in Washington, D.C. Comments welcome at audionews@avweb.com. And for breaking general aviation news, as always, log on to AvWeb, www.avweb.com. Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.